Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yeah. You feel it, baby?
Oh, go ahead.
Swing.
I don't mean to interrupt. Don't mean to interrupt your dancing. Sorry. Lolita Holloway? Wow, look at that. That's deep DJ knowledge right there. 6:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative local musical. I'm Andrew McKay. That's Candy, and we're having a good time on a Friday. Hope you are as well.
I'm out of breath.
You're winded. I need to sit down. That's too much.
Remember, you have to do CPR to staying alive.
That's right. That's the rhythm. That's right. And you don't need to do breaths. You don't need to do breaths anymore. You just do the pressure.
Oh, thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, they're updating this stuff all the time. All right, so we have the, what do we have here? Like 1,600 submissions for the street sweeper names, the big story, the good stuff, the hard-hitting news. Yeah, but no, okay, so a lot of them are repetitive. There's actually a lot of repeats.
How many sweeper McSweep faces?
Oh, it's 100. I mean, there's dozens and dozens and dozens. Okay, and in fact, based on the repetition of one, I won't tell you this just now, but I'll tell you there is one that I'm sure is going to be one of the names because it was in, I didn't count, 30 submissions. Okay, and not the sweeper McSweep face or whatever. Let me run through. There, like I said, there's 1,500 of these. I'm not going to read them all, but let me tell you some of the ones that I thought were entertaining. I'm just going to kind of give you the list. Wilford Brimley. Are you going to be okay, Candy? That's just the first one.
That's awesome.
Don Tristan Darumba. All right. There's Grover Moppinson, Trashton A-word, DC Sweeps. Okay. They can't hear me over you, Candy. No, it's okay. Then there's ones that are more pointed, like swept under the rug, like Pensacola's homeless epidemic. Like that would be the name of the thing. These are a little bit less funny.
Okay, that's nice.
This street sweeper's name violates Florida's anti-LGBT censorship laws. A little bit long for a name, but okay. This is one of my personal favorites, although I don't think it's going to wind up being the name. Sweeps with the Fishes.
That's great.
Because it's Pensacola,
yeah, sweeps,
right?
Oh, that's yes, that's great.
Someone here says, I overswept. Yes, Sweepy McSweepface was a constant reference. Somebody here says Sheriff Morgan. Oh, that's funny. You could paint it all gold. Somebody here says...
I was retired when all that happened, statue, so I don't really know. Yeah, I know.
Suck It St. Augustine, that's one.
Yes!
Suck It. See, it's a vacuum name. Okay. Johnny Swep, Sweep Throat. Then Who Killed Willie Jr.? Oh, that's a little bit... Ugh.
Okay, that's... No.
Wow. That's out of context.
That's awful.
Okay, Broomer. Count Vacula. Little Bo Sweep. Let's see. Dustin Timberlake. Le Broom James. And then this is one of my favorites, and actually several people suggested this one. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, those are... These are
I know.
Awesome.
Aren't they amazing?
Don't you just love our city?
The Legion of Broom. A Sweep at the Wheel. I love that one. Orlando Broom. I think I might have said that one already. Sorry. McGuire's Irish Scrub. The Curb Kisser. Sweep NATO. Bruce Springs Clean. The Palafox Polisher. That sounds like something else. Sweep Dreams Are Made of These. And then you've got a lot of theme ones like Huey, Dewey, and Louie, Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, Larry Moe and Curl, that kind of thing. Read It and Sweep. Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Sweep. Driver carries less than $10 as a name of a street sweeper.
Oh my God.
Broomhilda. I think that one might actually be one of the ones they pick. Meryl Sweep. I particularly loved this one also. Jesus Swept.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I know. I like that one personally. Blinky, Pinky, and Inky, the Pac-Man names. Sweep, there it is. Sweep Home Pensacola. Sweeping with the Enemy. Sweeper by the Dozen. Don't Fear the Sweeper. Scrubbing Bubbles. Now, here's where we're starting to get into the ones that I think might actually be the ones that are named. I think Grime Reaper is one that's might funny. Actually, because it was named many times. Obi-Wan Kenobi came in many times. Somebody here says, sweep dreams are made of this, sweep child of mine, and Kevin. Remember, we talked about Kevin. That one's kind of funny.
Yeah.
C-Sweep 3-0, a sweep car named Desire. And here are the ones that I think are going to actually be in the like finalists list, okay? Sweep Caroline. I think that's one that'll be in a finalist list. The Grim Sweeper or the Grime Sweeper, one of those two. Lightning McQueen. And I am confident that this will be one of the names. You ready? Sweeping Beauty.
Oh, that's
because
great.
That was like 30 or 40 submissions said Sweeping Beauty.
Dude, and Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, Wilford Brimley is
I'm
funny.
I'm dying, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I almost threw
so
up.
So we'll see. You
that's
know, we'll
so
see.
Funny.
But I thought they were entertaining. I wanted to share them with you. Oh, that's it. 6:16 here on News Radio 92.3. Time for Candy with Traffic on the Fives. Are you going to continue?
I can, man. That's really funny. Those are great.
They are very creative.
Fantastic area.
And 1,400 more.
Golly, I'd be laughing, and then another alarm would go off on your phone. It looks like Highway 90 and Bostick Lane in Milton showing an accident at Caroline Street, but it looks like it's been moved off to the side, kind of close to PSC Milton campus. Not real close, but that's the area. So watch for emergency vehicles on scene. 98 not showing any delays, and certainly if you see an accident, if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, we got notes that people love the cackle.
I'm so sorry.
That's just you.
Y'all.
That's why I love it, too.
God.
Hey, when it comes to air conditioning or cooling your home, you want to have a lot or heating your home. You got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, repairs, or replacement. You want to be able to pick up the phone and have confidence you're getting the right place. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating and Electrical, quality service, quality installation, quality parts, and all of that. And now is the time to do that checkup, right? You want to make sure that your AC is going to work the whole summer, work when you turn it on, and you know, not spend too much money on electricity, not be inefficient. $49 inspections right now. $49 inspections right now for the air conditioning unit. They also have a deal where you have free sewer camera inspections, and then if you find something that needs to have work done, $250 off the repairs. So Peden Heating and Air Conditioning and electric work. They will do all kinds of electric work anywhere in the region, everywhere from Destin, Fort Walton, all the way to Baldwin County, where they're coming soon and expanding. So Peden Air Conditioning and Heating, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Banakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Banakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Banakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Banakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Banakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Banakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
Monday morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's Cooking Class, Mother's Day, the Fish House Beer Fest, and other fun things and promotions you won't want to miss. The Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants. Monday morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call him today, 850-438-5444. Darrell Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Tall ships are coming! The tall ships are coming! Tall Ships America is bringing its Tall Ships Challenge back to Pensacola April 27th through the 30th. Five tall ships will be available for on-deck tours, sailaways, and a variety of special events and festival festivities. Buy your tickets to the Tall Ships at tallshipspensacola.org. Let the tall ships take you back in time at tallshipspensacola.org. That's tallshipspensacola.org.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, California State Senator Tony Atkins for publicly calling for an end to her state's travel ban to the 23 anti-LGBTQ+ states 7 years after voting for that ban herself in 2016. This is so very disappointing. As she told the Holy and Most Reverend Los Angeles Times, Senator Atkins believes that banning travel to half of the country has not produced any discernible improvement in the laws relating to people of the acronym in those states, and has in fact only served to further isolate them. She even claims that California should repeal the travel ban because, quote, polarization is not working. Dear brethren, sistren, and otheren, I am as befuddled and frustrated as you at this sentence. As Duarte's fourth pontification reminds us, polarization is not a means to another goal. Polarization is the goal. Creating a stark contrast between us and them, between justice and villainy, between love and hate, that is the purpose of literally everything we do. It's almost as if she doesn't even enjoy the many pleasures of self-congratulasturbation. But what bothers me most is the fact that Senator Atkins seems to think that just because something isn't working, that it isn't the right thing to do. As Article 2, Section 14A of the Protocols of Virtue Signaling says, one mayeth know that one doeth right by the inner glow of self-congratulation, not by the external facts of the case. The point is not for anything we do to work, but always only to show our devotion to the cause. And if the plan isn't working, well, for equity's sake, don't say that out loud. We have long supported continuing programs that do not work, such as the war on poverty, the subsidization of single parenting with food stamps, and the Dylan Mulvaney endorsement fiasco of 2023. Claiming the travel ban has been a bust, Senator Atkins proposes to spend money raising public awareness in these states with an ad campaign showing the goodness of rainbow inclusion. So let me get this clear. She not only is abandoning the good work of righteous banning, she is actually proposing to spend money in the villainous South, Southeast, Midwest, North Central, Central, and Western United States? Outrageous. Senator Atkins, you're hereby charged with betrayal of the cause in the second degree, felony refusal to virtue signal, reckless and willful telling of the truth without permission, and one count of misdemeanor breaking of ranks. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, the words transphobic, homophobic, and biphobic. Now, I know what you're thinking. How can we ban words that are so powerful, so specific, and do such a good job of demonizing the sexual normies of the right? I understand. But like all good thought followers, we must take our marching orders from the Sixth Degree Wokeolite Santa Monica Conclave, the UC Davis LGBTQIA Resource Center, who, according to their official glossary of terminology maintained in good faith since the early 2000s, clearly states, as a staff, we've been intentionally moving away from words like transphobic, homophobic, and biphobic because, one, they inaccurately describe systems of oppression as irrational fears, and two, for some people, phobias are a very distressing part of their lived experience, and co-opting this language is disrespectful to their experiences and perpetuates ableism. This erudite guidance teaches us so much. The problem with calling someone a homophobe is that it lessens the moral culpability for perpetuating anti-gay oppression by comparing it to a mere irrational fear, something which a person might suffer from almost as a victim rather than perpetuate as an evildoer. Even though words like transphobic serve as such a powerful slur to marginalize our enemies, the problem is it also tends to excuse their heresy as if it's not a choice. But second, and this is perhaps most important, it makes it seem as if oppression of trans, gay, and bi rights is somehow on a par with the truly valid phobias people suffer from, say, closed spaces, spiders, other people, or getting a job. Moreover, always remember that even if the old terms are fine, it's vital to constantly renew our terminology in order to prove we're always raising our personal virtue scores just by changing words over and over again. This perpetual revolt against our own language is how we renew the faith and also identify any who are not vigilantly updating their purity and devotion indicators like we are. As a result, the Holy and Righteous Board of Standard Terminology directs you to update your circulating cue card list as follows. Homophobe shall be replaced by heterosexist. Transphobe shall be replaced by cissexist or genderist. And biphobe shall be replaced by monosexist. We understand the loss of verbal potency with these word changes, but if you say them with just the right sort of spittle spray, we are confident you can turn these neutral-sounding terms into instruments of righteous condemnation if you try hard enough. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, we want to celebrate the excellent work being done by the slightly above-average state of New York, whose Board of Regents this week voted to ban public schools from using Indigenous people-related mascots, team names, and logos. That's right, no longer will the impressionable children of New York be forced to play sports on teams drenched in racism, such as the Sachem East Flaming Arrows, the Comsawog Warriors, the Massapequa Chiefs, the Siouxset Braves, the Siahawka Indians, and of course, the East Islip Redmen. No more war whoops, no more tomahawk chops. No wigwams, no powwows, no smoke signals. And of course, it goes without saying that no one is allowed to bring feathers to school anymore. Calling it the Erase the Natives initiative, the regents say schools must begin scrubbing anything reminiscent of indigenous peoples from their injury. All told, there are 55 school districts with offending namesakes, many with more than one, meaning that at $500,000 per rebrand per school, this decision will cost approximately $100 million. State educational funds which could not possibly be spent in any better way. After all, is any price too high for the public spending of money to declare that we totally refuse to honor indigenous peoples in any way, shape, or form? Now, I know, some deniers of the truth have claimed that these insulting icons, mascots, and team names actually serve to honor the strength, stamina, fighting spirit, and nobility of the Indians whose culture they appropriate. But this only serves to perpetuate the noble savage stereotype of American folklore and stands at odds with the truth that many indigenous people in 2023 are not particularly fit, not athletic, do not even know how to wield a hatchet or ride a horse or shoot arrows or even own eagle feathers. Some of them don't even smoke peace pipes, if you can believe it. So yes, following the grand tradition of Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben, New York will honor a marginalized people group by eliminating all representation of them, as if erasing Native American names doesn't show how much we adore them, we don't know what will. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Peace pipes. Really?
628. Super late to traffic. Go ahead, Candy.
Okay, the roads are fine. Not showing any slowdowns. It looks like 90 is accident-free. There was one accident. Looks like it has been moved off to the side. 98 not showing any slowdowns. Dense fog advisory, I imagine, in effect. It was really tense driving in like it is in the studio. 437-1620 if you see an accident or a slowdown. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
David Wade's got our news and headlines. Go ahead, David.
President Biden expected to announce a bid for re-election as early as next week, possibly. SpaceX's Starship prototype exploded yesterday, 4 minutes into its flight. Thursday morning's launch from the Starbase in South Texas was the first uncrewed test flight. In a statement, SpaceX says the data from that launch will help improve reliability after they collect performance data. Eventually, Starship will carry crew and cargo to the moon, Mars, and beyond. And manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin related to the fatal shooting of Halyna Hutchins on that film set in New Mexico are now being dropped. New Mexico special prosecutors say new facts were revealed, which require more investigation. This comes as the trial was set to begin in less than 2 weeks.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 629 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And if you need any work done on plumbing, you know, Barberry Plumbing, they will take care of you. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. 477-8782. No questions, no surprises. Get your pipes fixed, the leak, the drip, the whatever, the pressure, the temperature, whatever the issue is. Barberry Plumbing, they will take very, very good care of you. The Shred-a-thon is tomorrow at the fairgrounds from 8 to 11. Bring up to 50 pounds. That's typically two banker's boxes worth of documents. And have them shredded 8 to 11 tomorrow at the fairgrounds. David Wayne, what do you have coming up in your news, sir?
We've got drug charges after a search on S Street yesterday. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden looking to fire up the cash flow for his reelection bid. The New York Times reports Biden has invited political donors to D.C. next week, with his reelection announcement expected in a video Tuesday. The latest University of New Hampshire polling finds half of likely voters there don't want Biden to seek reelection. Hunter Biden's lawyer playing hardball with an IRS whistleblower seeking protection to testify to Congress about political interference in the Hunter Biden tax investigation. Biden's lawyers claim it's illegal for the IRS supervisor to disclose confidential info. Republicans have a new candidate. Conservative talk host Larry Elder running for president, telling Tucker Carlson tonight,
I feel I have a moral, a religious, and a patriotic duty to give back to a country that's been so good to my family and to me. And that is why I'm doing this, Tucker.
Elder known for his bid for California governor. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3, 65 degrees here in Pensacola right now. It is partly cloudy this morning. Two men facing charges after an Escambia County deputy served a search warrant. This is at a home on S Street yesterday. 40-year-old Kendall Atkins and 41-year-old Ashley Pierce were arrested after this search. Deputies reportedly found cocaine, oxycodone, marijuana, ecstasy, and hydrocodone, and they say the cocaine they found was mixed with fentanyl. Atkins and Pierce both facing numerous drug charges, Pierce being held on $170,000 bond, Atkins on $85,000. Well, in the aftermath of yesterday's emergency test alert that woke us all up at 3:45 in the morning, one state senator taking it into his own hands to make sure it just doesn't happen again.
I don't know if it is something that the government is doing that actually penetrated the phones and allowed it to go through regardless of the settings, or maybe it was an iPhone vulnerability.
And that's Blaze Ngolia, and he says he's filing the Stop Wake Act, which would ban the practice of sending out any test alerts between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. The State Department of Emergency Management apologized. They say the alert was supposed to go on TV, but somehow accidentally ended up on everybody's phone. Well, the Navy says they're probably going to fall short of their recruitment goals this year.
Chairman, we expect to be about 6,000 short, also doing better than we started, but about 6,000 short is our projection.
That's Admiral Lisa Franchetti. She gave an update this week at the House Armed Services Committee, and the Navy not alone. The Army and the Air Force both also say they're not likely to hit their recruiting projections either, despite recruitment being one of their top priorities. Only the Marine Corps and possibly the Space Force are likely to hit their recruiting goals this year. Well, it's now a little bit easier to impose the death penalty here in the state of Florida. Governor DeSantis signed a bill allowing for the death penalty with only eight jurors voting in favor. Under the old law, the death penalty had to be unanimous. The change took effect immediately, and the governor says it'll ensure proper justice here in the state of Florida. Republican Chris Christie says he's investigating his own potential presidential bid. He also took some shots at Governor Ron DeSantis.
I don't think Ron DeSantis is a conservative based on his actions towards Disney.
And the former two-term New Jersey governor made several media appearances making some criticism about DeSantis, who so far has not announced a presidential run. Christie told the media outlet Semaphore that he doesn't think DeSantis is a conservative based on his current battle with Disney. It is 6:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing out there?
Not much right now, which is good. Highway 90 is accident-free. A little slow. It looks like that's cleared up to 29. This is north of I-10. I was a little slow there. And I imagine you're going to, of course, run into usual congestion lights, school drop-offs, and etc. And it looks like that's all there is right now. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Beautiful start to the day with clouds increasing through the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms possible as we head into the evening hours. 50% chance of rain in the evening. High today near 77, overnight dropping near 63. For Saturday, beautiful weather returns with mostly sunny skies, high near 78. Saturday night temperatures dropping near 54. Sunshine for your Sunday with a high near 77 and Sunday night temperatures near 55. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, the sun shining, 65 degrees, some beautiful color in the sky right now, too. It is 65 in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, and 58 right now in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. West Coast dock workers have reached a tentative agreement with employers regarding automated machinery at cargo terminals, clearing one major hurdle in talks on a new contract covering workers at some of the country's biggest seaports. The International Longshore and Warehouse Union, which represents more than 22,000 dock workers at ports from Southern California to Washington State, says it's reached agreement with employers on certain key issues. The use of automation is one of the biggest stumbling blocks in negotiations that began nearly a year ago. As it works toward its goal of operating zero emissions transportation fleet, Walmart is debuting a 15-liter compressed natural gas engine set to be incorporated into its private fleet. The truck features a Cummins engine and is fueled by Chevron with compressed natural gas. The truck, which is the first of five, is part of several initiatives Walmart is rolling out among its transportation fleet as it pursues its goal of achieving zero emissions across global operations by 2040. Your money now.
If you own a small to medium-sized business that kept employees on payroll through COVID, you may have a big cash refund waiting for you. The Employee Retention Credit is a tax credit of up to $26,000 per employee. And now, more businesses than ever qualify. The experts at RefundsPro.com specialize in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program. Most of their refunds are over $100,000. Even businesses that have received PPP funds may be eligible. And there are absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund, so there's no reason not to apply. If your business experienced shutdowns, limited capacity, supply chain challenges, or reduced revenue due to COVID, you likely qualify. RefundsPro.com has already helped hundreds of businesses. So don't lose the refund you're owed by missing the deadline. Get started today with a free 5-minute questionnaire at RefundsPro.com. That's refunds with an S, pro.com.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi. I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to local talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And national talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour, along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Fridays during session, we always connect with our state representative, one of our three state representatives. Of course, Joel Rubman and Michelle Salzman being the other two. But Alex Andrade, state representative for District 2, southern half of Escambia County, plus the waterfront portions of southern Santa Rosa County. Alex, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Great to have you. By the way, we didn't connect last week for, I don't remember what, we had scheduling issues, but congratulations, named one of University of Florida's 40 under 40 for 2023. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, no, thanks. It was a great honor getting to go to Gainesville last week and participate in that. It does say something about the college campuses right now. Another person who received the award last week was a guy named James Uthmeyer, who happens to be the Governor DeSantis' chief of staff. And when they made the announcement that he received the award, they were so afraid to say who he worked for. All they said was, "Works for the state."
What? What?
Well, I mean, I had a professor say they were going to quit when they saw that I received the award, so... There's definitely a toxic kind of situation going on college campuses and the politicization of administration and staff.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting the other day because you've been, obviously running HB 999, the one that would change a lot of the – what I have said is an effort to kind of pull universities in Florida back to the middle is kind of the goal of that bill where, so many universities in the nation are so far to the left. And I thought it was funny how a couple of different people who work at, I think it was FSU, maybe it was UF, who basically said, this bill is going to destroy everything. And, and my thought was, aren't you kind of admitting that there's such a strong bias already? If that's the way you're presenting things.
The sky's been falling for 30 years, ever since Republicans gained the majority in Florida. The sky hasn't hit the ground yet. So I think something else is going on.
So that bill HB 999 is going to pass, I would assume. It looks like the Senate companion is going to pass, and that's going to become law. One that you have been running that you and I have talked about in the past, this defamation bill, HB 991, that's the one that would change the standards for defamation involving public figures, and it would seek to kind of chip away at or change the way things have been operating since New York Times versus Sullivan. That bill's not going to go, is that right?
Yeah, most likely not. I mean, I like to joke, what is dead may never die, like from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Most likely not. The Senate sponsor, Jason Broder, and I both made the call just not to have it heard in its final committees this past week. There's a lot of boxes you have to check when you're moving legislation, especially legislation with that many eyeballs on it. And there's so many more important issues going on this year that we just, Jason's got so many more bills, and he controls a very large part of the budget. He controls, the DEP environmental side of stuff over in the Senate. And we both just didn't have the time to commit to go get all of those boxes checked to make sure we have the right product and we could pass it on both sides. So we just made the call to work on it next year.
Well, there's always the future for these things, and there is literally only so much time that you have in session. You've also got just signed into law, I guess, last day or two. Governor DeSantis signed the death penalty. 8-4 is enough to send somebody to be executed. And then I apologize. I thought it had been signed into law. I guess it has but forgive me if I'm wrong about that, that for the first time has a non-homicide offense, sexual assault against children is a death penalty offense, which I think an awful lot of people celebrate. I mean, not that you can celebrate on this, but, you know, really think that's the right treatment of these folks. The one thing that I had always had a concern about with that is if you say it's death for molesting a child, you incentivize killing the only witness in a lot of these cases. And that always concerned me as that treatment. Your thoughts on that?
So death penalty for these kinds of crimes used to be on the books. And in fact, it was only recently, I think like 2012, 2013, when Kennedy versus Louisiana made its way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the decision by the Supreme Court was that you could only impose the death penalty on homicide cases. If you actually read that Kennedy versus Louisiana case, I challenge you to say that the death penalty wasn't merited in that case. The facts were egregious. I remember reading it in law school to this day. It was so gut-wrenching and awful. So while I have my own personal issues with the death penalty as a whole, you know, I believe that it's incredibly expensive. It has no deterrent effect. You run the risk of killing innocent people. If we're not having the debate on doing away with the death penalty, if we're operating in the world in a world where the death penalty is an applicable punishment, I think that some of those cases that where you're talking about essentially you're killing a child.
Right.
You might not take their life, but you are killing that child. You're killing their life. I think the death penalty, if it's available, should be applicable.
Yeah, and by the way, on the concerns about the death penalty, I am a very firm believer in the death penalty. I think most people who believe in it for the wrong reasons. I completely agree with you. Deterrence, A, is not shown to be a value on the death penalty because of the incredible length of the process of actually executing somebody. But also, I don't think that people who are murderers are rational in the way that the death penalty would serve to deter them. And, I don't think you can use the argument that having a harsher penalty than people deserve in order to discourage them from a behavior is rationally justifiable in the first place. You can only punish people up to the point that you're justified in the punishment. If it happens to deter, that would be a nice bonus, but that can't be the rationale for ratcheting up a level of punishment. And so, in my opinion, as a philosopher, I think that the deterrence argument entirely falls apart in this conversation. We're talking to Alex Andrade. He's our state representative for District 2. Let's get a quick traffic on the fives from Candy.
Not showing any slowdowns or problems. It looks like 98 is accident-free. If you have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Alex Andrade, state representative for District 2. Next week is a budget talk. Is that right?
Yeah. So we have most indications that we're going to start conferencing, where I'm going to start negotiating with my Senate counterpart in my appropriation silo to try and bring our budget in for a landing. So probably starting Monday, we'll start conferencing and negotiating fully. And hopefully by the end of next week, we'll have a final product that we can lay on the table, give it, you know, 72 hours to rest, kind of like bread. And then once it rises, we can vote on it to pass it. So I think it's a good sign that we'll end session on time this year, hopefully, knock on wood. And I think it's going to be a great budget.
And is this the end next week? I always forget the dates of the session. Is next week the last week?
No, there's one more week after that,
okay,
technically. You know, we still got lots of policy to pass, but you know, hopefully we can get a budget done and you know, settled by the end of next week.
And then the last thing I want to ask you about, because it is the only thing that anybody cares about in the last 48 hours, really about 25 hours. What are you, Alex Andrade, going to do to make sure that nobody ever gets an EAS test alert on their phones at 3:45 in the morning on a weekday?
Well, so State Senator Blazing Golia from Central Florida made the announcement yesterday that he wants to file a bill next year called the Stop Wake Act.
I know, it's hilarious.
fully intend on supporting that on the House side if he does, because I don't think I got the notice somehow. I'm not sure exactly what happened. I think my notifications on my phone are such right now where some of those notices don't come through to me. But, yeah, it seems to have affected everybody. And I think that was inappropriate.
Well, it must have been nice to be able to sleep yesterday. Alex Andrade, he is our state representative for District 2, the southern half of Escambia County and the beachfront portions of Santa Rosa County. And again, a 2023 honoree of the University of Florida's 40 under 40, or as he likes to call himself, a double gator. Alex, as always, thanks for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
6:49 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a business and you have employees, then you probably have to deal with health insurance, dental insurance, vision, life, disability, human resources management, payroll, all of the stuff that people go into business thinking, man, that's the gravy, right? That's the fun stuff. Yes. No, nobody thinks that unless they go into business to do those things, which is what Torgerson Causey does. So if you don't like those things, they are the things that Torgerson Causey likes to do. That's what they get into business to do. It might seem weird to you, but they're weird in the best possible way that they're so good at this stuff. We've been using them here at Cat Country and News Radio for about 5 or 6 years, and they have been fantastic. A dramatic improvement in service level over what we had before, and a dramatic improvement in choices and cost savings and how we can kind of tailor plans to make sense for us. So if you have employees and you'd like to find out if maybe you can do a little bit better by them or just have somebody else manage that stuff for you, Torgerson Causey, 433-9996. No obligation to have them look over what you're doing. Just give them a call and set something up. Check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
ECUA's free recycling coach app is here. Discover which materials are recyclable, receive automatic reminders on waste collection, schedules, and holiday update, and use the report a problem feature to schedule a special pickup or report a missed pickup. What's more, there's educational information on a wide variety of recycling topics and resources. Download the Recycling Coach app today with the App Store or Play Store. Also accessible from the ECUA website. That's ecua.fl.gov.
Join Cody Martin, Education and Director of Artists in Residence Program with Pensacola Opera, this Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as Cody discusses Pensacola Opera's annual spring fundraising event, Operazzi Under the Big Top, Saturday, April 29th, summer camps, and more. Call in or text questions to 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You can listen to News Radio Pensacola on the radio at 92.3, 95.3, or AM 1620. Online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
National average for a gallon of gas, 3.68. Florida average is 3.71. God. 3.16 in Mississippi. California is 4.90. If you're in Navarre, 3.29 east of the Walmart, 3.28 west of the Walmart. Getting over... My computer drives me crazy sometimes. Getting over towards Midway, you've got 3.27 for the Garrison Point Bridge, 3.43 in Gulf Breeze proper, 3.29 at the CEFCO in Milton, same at the Pea Ridge Murphy, 3.39 at a couple of stations going through Pace, heading over into Pensacola. Once you get over towards Pensacola on 9 Mile, computer, you can work with me today. So you're, looks like 3.20, no, that's not right. 3.27 at the Walmart on 9 Mile, same at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And then coming in from the southwest side, best price, 3.29 at the TNC. on Navy. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Conservative radio host Larry Elder apparently running for president in 2024. He joins a growing list of candidates looking for the GOP nomination, including former President Donald Trump, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley.
Don't forget Asa Hutchinson.
Oh, that's I almost did. Wow. I don't know how
that
happens.
Mike Pompeo and probably Mike Pence and possibly Governor DeSantis.
I would assume there will be a lot of names added to that list.
Big field.
Absolutely. Tomorrow is National Drug Take Back Day. That's observed every year to keep prescription drugs from being misused. Collection sites for unneeded prescriptions will be available all across the country. I'm sure there will be plenty of them around here as well. Some celebrities getting Twitter blue check marks. For free. Can you believe that? The social media company started removing check marks from some legacy accounts that didn't pay the monthly $8 fee, but celebrities like Stephen King and LeBron James still have their check marks, even though they didn't pay for it. Well, CEO Elon Musk admitted he gave them free check marks with a tweet where he said you're welcome.
Yeah, the number of accounts that have lost their check marks is voluminous. Selena Gomez, Beyonce, Pope Francis is no longer verified, Cristiano, Oprah Winfrey, Donald Trump, Harry Styles, Lewis Tomlinson, Hillary Clinton lost hers, and yet SEC football coaches apparently mostly have kept theirs. Kirby Smart, Mark Stoops, Lane Kiffin. Josh Hoopel and Zach Arnett are all still verified. So it's just kind of a weird mishmash of who got it for free and then who didn't pay, basically, is what you've got. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Not showing any slowdowns right now. That is crazy. I was watching that. Stephen King got all... thanks, man. You're welcome. As we take a look, not showing any slowdowns. Like I said, 98 is accident-free, not showing any issues there. Clear from Navarre into Gulf Breeze. Bell Lane taking a look in Milton. Sterling Way and Cyanamid also clear. 437-1620. This is brought to you by the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Service. Produce tastes better when it's grown closer to home. So eat good tonight. Look for the Sunny Fresh from Florida logo where you shop. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Service. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I never had a check mark. I barely use Twitter, and so not having one now for me is a who cares. But, you know, if you're in the Cool Kids Club, right, who got it for free from Elon, like a personal favor. Hey, buddy, thanks for that. Hey, if you're working on any kind of a home improvement project, Pensacola Hardware, they're the place to go. Listen, they've been doing this for forever, like the oldest business in the state of Florida, 1851. You know, legacy in terms of knowledge and willingness to help and just having stuff. I mean, they have it. If you go into their back warehouse, it's kind of fascinating. It's floor to ceiling and big ceilings, two levels of shelf upon shelf upon shelf upon shelf of stuff that is all available for you. That is like, you know, you go there and you ask them for something that you need and they don't have it. That tells you you don't need it. Like, because they would have it. They have everything that you need. So the kind of place that grandparents took dads and dads took kids. And I mean, you know, just this ongoing institution. And I know you might think, like, how cool can a hardware store be? You go. You just go one time. Like, go for an hour one time, and you tell me you didn't think it's amazing. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Did I go early?
Well, it's my fault. I pointed to you. Can we pause that? Because I have one thing I wanted to tell you.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, you know, we were talking a lot about the medical examiner's office, the complaints against them by three different funeral homes that have come to light somehow or other, I think, in connection with the discussion about where to put the new domes office and my comments on that and Jeff Brigade's big old thing yesterday. Okay. The District 1 medical examiner Facebook page yesterday put out a picture, tagged us in Channel 3. And it says it's a picture of a gift basket. The gift basket apparently from Christmas, because the note says, "May the joy of this holiday season fill your home with happiness." And then the handwritten note to the medical examiner's office: "We appreciate everything you have done for us throughout the year. Thank you for serving our community with kindness, compassion, and professionalism. Merry Christmas from the Trahan Family Funeral Homes." One of the three that wrote
the letters
saying how unprofessional. So does this mean we're just playing nice, or does this mean a conflict of statements or what? But that was one of the District 1 medical examiner office's responses from yesterday to this whole controversy. So now.
I don't know what to say about that.
All right, time for future news. That's when Candy and I tell you what's going to happen. Which of the names do you think? Which
Wilford
of the names?
Brimley.
Wilford Brimley. I like Sweeping Beauty. I think Sweeping Beauty is going to get it. I think Grim Sweeper or Grime Sweeper, maybe one of those will
work.
These
are great names.
Lightning McQueen. I think that's a good one as well. I personally want to see the what is it, Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yes.
And Sweep Caroline is another good one. So, but there are some really, really good ones on the list. We'll obviously, and Jesus Swept. That was just, I know that's not going to be it. Maybe Sweeping with the Fishes. I like that one too.
You're listening to... New.